At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday, July the 8th, 5:30, and we are back. We are live. Welcome to the show. Had a little bit of time off for vacation and back at it again. How's everyone doing this morning?
Good. I gotta say, I love this schedule, Mercedes. Fact that I come to Vegas just a couple weeks ago, we go on vacation. Can we like adopt the schedule? This
is awesome. Yeah, you Julian comes and starts a new job and is immediately on vacation. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. You don't have to do any work.
Really doesn't. I really didn't do much. I just went around town, checked out some of the casinos, some of the sneaker stores, saw my first Aviators game on 702 day, and then obviously did the Summerlin Patriotic Parade with you and yeah, it was good times.
Yeah, it was a really nice parade to see everyone out there. It is such a staple of this city, and I was so happy to get out there again. I think it was my 12th year hosting it. So we had a really good time out there. I had a really low key kind of week off. I did go out to LA for a couple of days, met my mom out there, had to help her with a couple of things, which we'll talk about here in a few minutes. But yeah, it was nice to see my mom and hang out with her and the rest of the family. How about you, Steph? How you doing?
I'm good. I went to San Diego for a few days, and that's where I'm born and raised. So I met family. I saw my parents. It was nice to see my parents because my parents, they are divorced, but they're still friends. And I can't remember the last time us three were in the same room together. So it's funny, I brought it up to my parents like, oh my God, when was the last time us three were in a room together?
That's crazy.
And my dad goes, probably 2005. But it was nice and it was really good.
Yeah, that's such a flex that you can say that your parents are divorced but still friends. Because I don't know that a lot of people can say that. That's really cool.
Yeah, it is cool. And then when my mom was cooking dinner at my dad's house, and then she left and she went to my brother's house. And then when my mom left, my dad made a remark. He goes, still looking good.
Oh, dang.
God, Dad, okay.
Do you ever wonder if they're going to get back together?
You know, I do sometimes. I make jokes because they're both single right now. And I'm like, would you ever maybe consider getting back together with Dad? And my mom's like, I don't think so. But then there's my dad who makes those remarks. He's so like, I don't know.
Has it always been that way? Like, they've always gotten along even amidst the breakup?
Yeah, you know, in the beginning, when my parents were going through the separation part, it was difficult, especially when they had boyfriends and girlfriends. They had their own love lives. That was a little hard. I remember my college graduation. It was a little weird, too. But they always tried to make sure that they made it very amicable and just very just... making it seem like Stephanie's always first.
Sure.
We always make Stephanie first. And they've always done that for the past 20 years they've been separated.
That's awesome. Speaks volumes for them.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, that's awesome. I'm so glad that you guys had a good vacation. We are back at it with a lot coming up this morning, including your tickets to see Beyonce. Beyonce is coming to town. Cowboy Carter tour going to be at the Allegiant Stadium. I can't believe it. It's coming up this month, July 25th. And we've got your tickets at 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. So all of that and so much more coming up this morning. Let's do it. Let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Summertime by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince? Summertime. Do you want to hear Someday by Sugar Ray? Or, speaking of Beyonce, do you want to hear Bootylicious by Destiny's Child? Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page or just text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes right now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and we are back from vacation. It was a really nice vacation because I got to see my mom. I was so happy. We met in LA. And in case you don't know, my mom, she is Hungarian. She was born and raised in Hungary, came here when she was in her early 20s to visit some family, and she ended up staying here. She's an American citizen now. I know, like, this is a sensitive subject and stuff, but
no, we understand.
So I met her in LA because she wants to reinstate her Hungarian citizenship. She wants to have dual citizenship. And we went out last year to do that, and it was a mess. So this time we were ready. We had the forms, we had all the documents, the passports, the backup copies. The guy that was there, you have to make an appointment months in advance. So the guy that was there, he was so nice. He was speaking Hungarian with my mom. And I was kind of like jumping in where I could, like if they switched to English and just trying to help out. But there wasn't a lot that I could do. I just wanted to make sure everything was going well. Then he goes back to get something. And out comes her. This woman from our last trip that made it so miserable.
Dun, dun, dun.
It was like, oh no, the Hungarian consulate lady. She has this presence. I mean, she is cold. She is clipped. She has her clipboard in hand. Like she's holding the secrets to some kind of locked country or something. And she comes out and we make eye contact and we both go, oh no, under our breaths. And I think she heard us. It was just so bad, you know?
She remembered you?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And we remembered her. And just like last time, she starts nitpicking us. This woman. So last time we had to leave because she insisted we didn't have all the documents, which turned out to not be true. We had all the documents. So this woman, she comes out and I didn't like the way she was talking to my mom. Even though it wasn't Hungarian, I could tell she was talking down to her. Like, I could just hear it. And so I finally said, can you work with me on this instead? I go, I don't want her to get confused. What do you need? And so I started speaking to her in English. And she made a comment to my mom that her passport photo looked too happy. And that was going to be a problem.
Oh, my God. Too happy?
I'm like... what is happening here? And so I said, do you want her to frown in it? What do you want her to do? It's just like, well, we'll just make it work. Like, she was just so awful. It's like this woman was born to ruin paperwork and say no for fun. Like, that was her life's goal. Have you ever had that person, like the one you dread having to deal with? The second I saw her, I was like, oh, this is going to be terrible.
First off, I know these types. Very condescending. It's almost like they don't want to prove anybody, right?
Yeah.
This past weekend, I flew out of town. I was emceeing a wedding, and I fly into SFO in San Francisco, and I always go to the same hotel. And they know me. They know me by now because I always stay at the same hotel. This lady, picture perfect. She might be related to yours.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, yes. And again, some people might say the rules are the rules. But look, at the end of the day, if you come somewhere, you know, if you go to the same place over and over again, you know, it depends on someone's character. So I always have to check in early because I get there maybe like 11 a.m., right? And she always, the same lady, what are the chances? The same lady always charges me for early check-in. Now, what are your thoughts on that?
On early check-in? How early are we talking?
Maybe like an hour. Hour, 2 hours?
That to me is not a big issue. But I mean, if you're like 9 a.m. and check-in's at 3, then I can kind of see it.
Fine. No problem. And then the water. Do you think maybe I could get a free water? She charges me for the water. And you know hotel prices. It's like $5 a water. And you got to remember, I go there all the time. Like at one point last year, I was there every weekend. So in my mind, maybe I'm just too lax. If I was her, I would have been like, calm down. Early check-in, not a big deal. Water, not a big deal. So that's why her and your lady can hang out.
Do you have any, like, as far as, like, maybe it's your approach, and I totally get it. No, I'm just saying, like, the way you asked for the, can I have a free water? Like, I would never go into a 7-Eleven and say, hey, can I have a free drink? Like, maybe it's because you're asking for a free water. Maybe if you say, do you guys have complimentary waters or something like that? Maybe it's in your approach or something.
Hey, how are you? Can I get a favor? Could I ask a favor? Sure, no problem. Could I get a water, an extra water?
Oh, okay. So that's different. Like, I'm totally, yeah, that to me is fine. What do you think, Steph?
I think that I never expect anything from any type of hotel. I'm just like, I know they're going to upcharge me. I know if it's like a 15 minutes before checking, that's going to be an extra $200.
Now, back to the approach. Do you think maybe it's your approach to this lady that was at the, what was it, the consulate?
The Hungarian consulate. I don't know. I don't really approach her because I don't speak the language.
But did you get kind of snippy? At one point you said, what did you say? Just like, it was like 30 seconds.
Can you deal
ago.
With me?
Right.
Yeah. No, it wasn't snippy at all. In fact, it was overly nice. I was like, hey, can I be involved with this? Because I don't want my mom to get confused. I was trying to be nice about it, you know?
Every time I go to a consulate, everyone is cranky there. Yeah. I mean, everyone. You mean, it doesn't
you
matter. Oh, no. I go to the Philippine consulate in LA and I'm like, no, I'm good.
I don't know if her paperwork is going to get approved, but I do know that woman is the boss of the paperwork. Yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday. It's July 8th, 6:01. We are back from vacation, had a week off, spent the 4th of July together hosting the Summerlin Patriotic Parade. That was so much fun. Thanks to everyone who came out for that. And so, yeah, we are back at it today. And in case you are listening, you're like, wait a second. Who is that voice? I don't recognize that voice. If you missed it, we have a new show member. Julian has joined the show. And so, yeah, you are back in it with us 2 weeks here at Mix 94.1. How's everything been for you?
It's going great. Back in it. And I still don't know anyone at work.
Oh, no.
What about us? You know us, though, right?
Who are you?
I'm Steph.
You're Mercedes?
No, this is Mercedes across from me.
I know some people. I at least know their title. But this one guy, I feel so horrible because he might be listening. He comes up to me. He's come up to me a couple times and he's like, Julian, how you been? You know, or no, not how you been. How are you? And I go, it's nice to meet you. And we just continue the conversation. I don't even think he ever told me who he was. And he started off saying in our first conversation, how's the adjustment been? You know, we kind of had small talk there. And then he shared with me how he once lived on the East Coast. And then he always says, you're in good hands with Mercedes. You're in good hands with Mercedes. So I thought I'd share that with you.
Are you sure they work here?
I am positive.
Just kidding.
And the crazy.
Mercedes is trying to imply that. You know, I don't know if anyone says that about her, but it's very true.
I'm joking.
He kind of looks like, if I remember correctly, kind of looks like Steve Carell. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Steve Carell.
I get Steve Carell vibes from him.
Okay. Michael Scott here at Mix 94.1. I'm trying to think.
And I could have sworn that I seen him talk to Mercedes at some point.
I know who it is.
Don't tell me who he is.
Yeah, I know who he is. Okay, so here's the funny thing about that specific person. I just recently learned their name. Because they came into the studio and it's one of those things where they started and no one ever formally introduced us. And
no.
I was just supposed to know his name. But then it got to the point where we knew each other for so long that it would have been rude for me to ask for his name until, thank God, one day Steph goes, hi, Bruce. And I was like, Bruce, his name is Bruce. Oh my gosh. I was so happy when you did that, Steph. You literally saved me because I had no idea what this guy's name was. And I've been dealing with him for months on
and
stuff.
You could never do that because can you imagine? He's been an advocate of yours for years.
And he is the nicest guy.
Right. Oh. You're in good hands, Mercedes. He's always telling me that. You're in good hands with Mercedes. And the whole time, you don't even know his name.
Oh my gosh. Every time I would see him, I'd hit him up with a, hey, stranger, look who it is, or something
like
that.
Is that your go-to? What's up, dude? What's up, stranger?
There's a guy that I've spoken to here at work a bunch of times, and I know his coffee order. I know his kid's name is Aiden. Do I know his job title? Absolutely not. Find out, a month ago, he was the restock guy of our vending machine.
Oh,
he
my
didn't
God.
Even work here. I was like, oh, okay.
That guy is amazing,
he's
by the way.
He's so nice.
I want to say his name was Mark or Matt. I forget.
He gives me freebies sometimes.
Oh my God. Didn't he give us a couple of protein bars on the side?
Oh yeah, man. He's like, hey, I got some extra honey buttons.
This is the guy that you says, hey, and you say, hey, stranger.
No. That's the guy that I'm supposed to know.
Oh, the other guy. Okay. I'm getting confused. Okay.
Yeah. So you're going to learn, everyone, or maybe not. You can just come up with a good generic line that you can use on anyone.
How are you, sir?
Yeah.
Good to see you, buddy.
Or like, hey, get a fake birthday card and like, hey, this is a birthday card for so-and-so. Can you sign it? And then they have to write their name down.
Wow, you're really thinking five steps ahead. That's really genius.
Hopefully they don't have a doctor type signature because then you're going to be in trouble. But yeah, we've got a lot coming up on the show today. We got your tickets to see Beyonce. Cowboy Carter tours coming to Las Vegas this month at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. We've got your tickets. And coming up next, we have What's Trending, a K-pop girl group, a demon boy band, and a soundtrack that just made music history. Why K-pop Demon Hunters is suddenly everywhere. We're going to talk about that coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
K-pop Demon Hunters is trending this morning. The K-pop Demon Hunters soundtrack, it's not messing around, you guys. It just shot into the top three on the Billboard 200. It makes it the highest charting soundtrack of the year so far. And it really just came out of nowhere. Did you guys happen to watch the show?
It's on my list. It really is.
I watched it last night. It was incredible.
Amazing,
it's
right?
It's so good.
It's crazy. It also pulled the biggest streaming week for a soundtrack in nearly 2 years. And it's sitting at number one on the Billboard soundtrack chart, Spotify's global albums, iTunes, Your Idol, this song right here by the Soulja Boys. Yes, the fictional demon boy band from the movie. It is now the first male K-pop group song to hit number one on Spotify US. I mean, not BTS, Soulja Boys.
Okay, so these are fake bands.
they are anime bands, but they're real people singing behind them.
Right, real people. But again, if we're going to see them in concert, no one would show up.
No.
It'd be their voices.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. But it's crazy. So Huntrix, which is the girl band, they are the group at the heart of the movie. They broke records with this song. Golden is now the highest trending K-pop girl group track in U.S. Spotify history, which is crazy. Meanwhile, the movie itself is still killing it. K-pop Demon Hunters took the number one spot on Netflix's English film list.
No way!
Yeah, with over 24
wow.
million views in week one. So if you're like, what is this plot, okay? It's a thing, K-pop idols by day, demon slayers by night, a girl group with a secret, a boy band that's actually evil,
right.
and animation that is absolutely incredible.
I think that's why I love the movie, is because of the animation. And it reminds me like of an anime show, but you put it to a... I feel like the quality is much better than a show.
Yeah.
And then the dancing, don't even get me started. The dancing and the choreography is straight up like a K-pop group. The formations, the blocking, the singing, everything on top of this. I'm just like, am I watching a real group right now? It is very, very good.
What do you like more? I definitely have to watch it. Is it the plot, or is it the soundtrack, or is it they both amplify each other? Does that make sense?
I don't think this is made for kids. I think it's made for adults. The storyline is fantastic. The visuals are insane. The music was great. This is one of my favorite songs from it. Soda Pop.
Very catchy.
Oh my gosh.
It is very good.
Soda Pop, my little soda pop.
And the shoulder dance move.
And it's so funny because BTS, they did a big live during our vacation, and even they were singing this song.
And
Netflix put on their bio on X, BTS noticed us or something like that,
really?
Because they were singing the songs from this.
Now, this might be kind of crazy, but is there any, like, at the end of the day, they're competition, right, when it comes to the music. So, I don't want to say real, because I guess these guys are real. How do I say it? But BTS and all the other K-pop artists, do you think this could stem maybe some sort of jealousy?
No, I think they love it. I mean, it's a show.
But it's their competition.
No. They would relate to this.
Yeah.
I think if I was a K-pop artist, like if I was Lisa from Blackpink and I watched this movie, I would be like, oh my God, this is me, but like in a cartoon version.
Now, what if it brought Lisa from Blackpink's music down on the charts? See what I'm saying?
But I mean, that's basically anyone that could be competition. You know, you got to focus on yourselves, I feel like.
Yeah.
Okay. It's so good. So yeah, if you're like, why am I singing this song? You're not the only one. The soundtrack is coming for your playlist, and that is what's trending. Next 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We are back from vacation, and sometimes things don't go as smoothly as we would like them to. I'm talking everything from your flight being delayed to maybe forgetting your sunscreen. The kind of trip that you come home from needing a hazmat suit, though, that's on a completely different level. And poor Steph just got back from what was supposed to be a relaxing San Diego getaway. But let's just say you came back with more than you left with.
When we got home from San Diego, we found out we brought fleas from home.
Oh. Fleas. I mean, that is so disgusting.
Yes.
How did you get fleas?
So I'll start from the beginning. So we drove, and I told James, because he drove all the way from Vegas to San Diego, that I would do my best to drive all the way back from San Diego to Vegas. And I did. And I was like, oh my God, I did the whole 5 hours by myself. But it's mentally exhausting, right? So I remember getting home. We have all of our suitcases, and I'm just done. I just want to shower. And that's the first thing I do. So I take all my clothes off, and I noticed on my underneath my boobs, 5, maybe 6 bites.
Ugh.
And I'm thinking, okay, bed bug bites, because the way that they were, the way that they bit me were in a, like a zigzag formation. I'm like, oh my God. I was staying at a family member's house. Instantly, they have bed bugs, right? So I'm like, whatever, shake it off. Do I tell them? Maybe I will. And there was something in me there was like that dog mom instinct to say, what if it's not bed bugs? What if it's fleas? So I went to go check Momo. And underneath Momo, I saw his stomach area. And this is where I lost it. I looked at Momo's stomach and I saw fleas crawling all over his stomach. And this is the first time I've ever seen fleas in my life.
I would have passed out. I would have been like, nope, not today, Satan. Take the dog.
Hey, Steph, not to get graphic, but what do they look like?
I mean, they're just like little bugs that crawl. They're like, I mean, I want to say maybe half a size smaller than a fly.
Okay, stop.
Okay. Yeah, I know. And they jump around.
Okay.
So when I saw the fleas, I'm like, oh my God, Momo has fleas. Instantly, James is turning on the sink water. He's taking him a bath, but that's not going to kill everything. So we're just going through the motions of all of the stuff, like getting the flea comb and picking each flea out and then getting stuff on Amazon to spray him. And man, when I tell you this poor dog cannot get a break, not only did he have to suffer fleas, but that same night, thunderstorms. He's crying, he's whimpering, he's shaking, he's scratching from the fleas. He couldn't catch a break.
I just picture you like full on, like just fighting fleas with Momo to Aya the Tiger playing in the background. you guys taking on the fleas in the best possible way, trying to conquer them. And poor Momo, I mean, I can't even imagine what he must have been going through. Here we go. Momo, let's take him on.
Nice.
You know?
And here I am with Momo's flea comb ready to go and go. Come here, flea. Flip you one out.
I picture you like this warrior princess wielding the comb like it's Excalibur or something. Like, here I am trying to kill these fleas.
These fleas work hard, but this mama bear, they work harder.
I'm serious, though. Have you ever come back from a vacation just having to deal with something just awful? Maybe it was something like this. Maybe it was more of the disaster you had to come back to after the fact. 702-364-94. I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
This, oh, it's okay.
This does remind me. By the way, I got to ask, are there not any preventative measures for, I'm not a dog owner, but for to avoid fleas?
Oh, absolutely. You can take stuff before going to like a beachy area. But here in Las Vegas, because of the weather and the dry heat, the fleas don't last long. So I was very lucky. Like after 4 days of doing treatments and stuff, this Vegas heat, this 110 degree heat, it killed it out. So yes, the answer is yes.
Got it. I remember getting, this is like a long time ago. I remember going to Jamaica with my mom and all I remember is getting extreme sunburn. So I guess that's sun poisoning, right? And look, without getting specific, I just remember I was so red. I had to stay the entire trip in a bathtub of cold water, aloe vera. You know, have you ever been so desperate to try to find a solution for something? You'll try anything. Someone said, get into a bathtub of yogurt.
Yogurt.
Someone told me this, Mercedes. I forgot who. This is like, you got to remember, this is like 8 years ago. At this point, I'm in so much pain. I'm going to be like, okay, I'll do it. So I sat my, you know what, in a bathtub of yogurt.
Did it help?
No.
How much yogurt did you have to use?
I use a lot of yogurt. I got it from the, it was an all-inclusive trip, so thank God for that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
Yo play all day. I love it. I would have evacuated myself from my own skin at that point. I'm just like, I'm done here.
The worst.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry for both of you. That's awful. Hopefully the fleas are gone for good.
I hope so too.
Thank God for 110 degree weather.
I'm over here with my comb and a sword making sure that all the fleas are gone.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So some good news this morning. If you are one of those people who hates having to take your shoes off when you go through TSA, after nearly two decades, taking off your shoes is now a thing of the past. At some U.S. airports, a lot of the news sources are reporting this morning that TSA has sent an internal memo to security officers about testing the new policy in kind of a soft launch at security checkpoints. A lot of locations where shoes will no longer need to come off include Baltimore Washington International Airport, LaGuardia, LAX, Philadelphia, Fort Lauderdale. No word on Las Vegas yet, but that rule was put into place back in 2006 when, do you guys remember Richard Reed, the shoe bomber?
Yes.
Yeah, when he attempted to blow up a plane with explosives that were hidden in his shoes.
Ooh, okay. I feel gypped. Want to know why?
Why?
I don't know about you. That's the whole reason why I got pre-check.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, to take off my shoes. So the whole time, you're telling me now people are getting for free?
Now that your TSA is worth nothing now.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that came to my mind. Yeah. I'm like, what is going on here?
I'm happy about that. There's nothing worse. My whole family has TSA pre-check, but once in a while, if I'm traveling with a family member that doesn't have it and you have to, I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to go through with you when I can go right through. I'll wait for you. And I always feel bad. They have to take everything off and put all the laptops in and do all that. And meanwhile, I'm like, zoop, right through, you know?
Although I will say pre-check seems like the lines have been getting longer, right? Is it me?
Yeah, I have clear too, which is really nice because the TSA pre-check people look at you like, who do you think you are? Like, I've heard people say stuff before, like, who's that? I'm a nobody, lady. I just bought clear.
I'll be honest. I never knew the difference between the two. I thought they were kind of like one and the same. I guess not.
No, clear people get to go ahead of TSA pre-check people.
Well, then why don't I just get clear and don't get pre-check?
You have to make sure, because if you don't have TSA pre-check, if you have clear, it doesn't mean you have TSA pre-check.
You need pre-check to get clear?
Not necessarily. I've seen people with clear. It's a whole thing. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a question I wish I had more information
on. No worries.
Also this morning, if you think emojis are silly, think again. People who use emojis in text messages are seen as significantly more responsive and caring by their friends. That leads to stronger feelings of closeness and higher relationship satisfaction. Now, the type of emoji does not matter. Both face emojis and non-face emojis work equally well. Are you guys big emoji users?
Absolutely. First, do you and Matt, do you guys conversate via emojis?
He always sends the dad emoji. We all know what the dad emoji is.
Okay.
Thumbs up. That is always what he sends to any of us. Thumbs up. And then once in a while, he'll do the face where the tongue is sticking out and it's one eye open and the other, like the silly one, like, ah. Those are the only two he ever sends to our family chat or to me. It's very interesting.
But how do you respond?
Let me see. I don't think I really use emojis.
Yeah, you don't strike me as an emoji person.
I am an emoji person with certain people, but yeah, I never use emojis with him at all.
I'm not in a relationship, but with my friends, it's all emojis. And to be honest with you, it's because I don't want to continue the conversation. So I must be really close with them because all I use is emojis. I'll use the googly face, the smiley face, the upside down face, all sorts of faces.
Yeah, those are fitting of you. I can see that those would be good ones for you. Steph, you're an emoji person.
Oh, I love using emojis. My favorite emoji right now is the tired emoji with the eye bags underneath.
Oh yeah, that one is so good.
That's me.
Finally, this morning, does your car have a nickname? A third of Americans have named their car, according to a new survey. The poll asked people what their car's name is, and the full list is pretty random, but most of the answers fit into one of these three categories. There's pop culture names, things like the Batmobile or the Love Bug or something like that. People will name their cars. There's strong names like the Beast or the Silver Bullet. So if you're either really proud of your car or you're being really sarcastic about it. And then there are the self-deprecating names, things like, you know, the Slug or the Turtle or something like this. A separate poll last year found the top things we consider when naming our car are its personality, the make and model, and how it performs. Do you guys have names for your car?
Well, you first.
No, you first.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. I don't think mine fits any of these categories. Do you remember a show? This is way back. Okay, way back. Do you remember Family Ties?
With Michael J. Fox.
Yes,
yeah,
you
yeah,
are
yeah.
so good.
Yeah.
Do you remember, what, his sister was a, is it Justine Bateman?
I think so,
His
yeah.
sister. His sister's name was Mallory. I had the biggest crush on this girl, Mallory. So I named my Integra, when I was in college, Mallory.
Mallory.
Because I had the biggest crush on her.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's a cool name. It's different. I guarantee there's not a lot of Mallory Carrs out there.
No, not at all.
What about you, Steph?
I think my only name I had for my car was the car before the one I have now, and it was a black Jetta, and I named it Sirius Black from Harry Potter, because I was obsessed with Harry Potter at the time, so when I first got it, I was like, oh, it's Sirius Black.
That's very clever, too. My car is about a year old, and I named her last year, and I named her Selena.
Like Selena Quintanilla?
Yes, like Selena Quintanilla. I love Selena, and so I'm like, I want her to have an actual girl's name, so I named her Selena. You know?
I love that.
I can see you driving away right now, and you're singing Beady Beady Bomb Bomb.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, let's get our contestant, Carla. You are caller 20.
Yay.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We are really good. We're back from vacation. We're ready to go. And this may work to your advantage here, Carla, because I haven't played Beat Mercedes in over a week. So who knows? This may be your chance to win this $450 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers. You ready to do this?
Yes, I'm super excited.
Okay,
thank you.
Good luck. I am going to leave the studio right now, and we'll talk to you guys in a minute. Bye.
Bye, Mercedes.
Later.
Okay, Carla, let's do this. Beat Mercedes rules go like this. You are going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it. Once you say got it, we stop the clock, and within 5 seconds, you got to give me something, okay?
Okay, got it.
Okay, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now. That's 20 seconds, Carla. Anything?
I have no idea.
Does it sound familiar?
It doesn't even sound familiar at all.
Oh, no! Carla, I gotta bring Mercedes in, okay?
Okay, for sure.
Carla, what are you up to this morning? You said you're on your way to work?
Just on my way to work, yes.
What do you do for a living?
I am a dental office manager.
Where do you work? What dental office?
I work for Distinctive Smiles.
Oh, well, I hope I feel it that you have a beautiful smile too, Carla.
I just came into the compliments being dished out. What's going on here?
She works for a dental office. I'm like,
gotcha.
Her radiance feels like she has a great smile.
I bet she does. You know, it's always the people that like the hygienists and all that. They have the best teeth.
They do.
I think they clean each other's teeth.
I love it. All right, Mercedes, let's do this. The next sound that you hear is the song. And that song starts now.
Got it. You gotta be by Desiree.
One more time. Final answer. Go ahead.
You gotta be
by
Desiree.
Okay.
Is it supposed to rhyme like that? For the artist and the title of the song.
Well, Mercedes, you stopped the clock at 1.9 seconds.
Okay.
Very fast for you, especially coming back for vacation.
Now you have me second-guessing myself.
And you are correct.
Okay,
you gotta
be
by Des... Is it Desiree or Desiree?
Well, I've always said Desiree because it's D-E-S apostrophe R-E-E.
Okay. Well, Carla, she went the full 20 and she had no idea.
I'm sorry, Carla. Yeah. I feel like I know that one is the reason why is because we use that a lot in our pre-show You Pick Home. And so we've talked about this song a lot. So I'm sorry, Carla, but at least you have that beautiful smile that no one can take away from you. So that means that our amazing diamond pendant from Michael Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers has just increased in value. Tomorrow, it's going to be worth $475. Make sure you're listening for Beat Mercedes, 7 a.m. every day. It's Mix 94.1.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Has anyone ever done this where you're too afraid to speak up on something? You know that moment when you realize you've made a mistake and it's too late to fix it without causing some sort of a scene? 702-364-9400, that was me at the nail salon over our vacation. I went in and I had it narrowed down to red and blue. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I'm going to go like 4th of July vibes here. We're all ready to go. And, you know, classic red felt fun, but I just had red on my fingernails. And blue was fun. I've never really done blue before. So I was like, you know what? We're going to go blue. And the moment she painted my pointer finger fingernail, instantly I regretted it. I saw it and I was like, oh no. And I was like, you know what? It's just one fingernail. Maybe once they're all done, it'll look so much better. And she starts doing the rest of them. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I've made such a mistake. What do I do? She finishes and she's like, what do you think? And I gave her the biggest smile. I go, oh my gosh, I love it. I love it.
You lied. Did you lie?
I totally lied. I hated it. I hated it. I couldn't bring myself to tell the truth because she had just worked so hard on my nails. Like, what am I going to do? No, I hate it. Start all over. It was my fault. I picked it. Has anyone else ever done that? 702-364-9400. She did an amazing job. Like, the shape, flawless. No smudges. It's just a color that I now have to look at for 2 weeks. Like, it's a punishment. It's giving Cookie Monster, you guys.
Punishment.
It's so bad.
Punishment.
I mean, should I have said something? Or are you guys like that, too? Where you're like, no, it's not her fault I made a bad decision. I should have said something earlier, but now I gotta live with it.
Well, number one, I think they look great. I'm not just saying that. Well,
thank you.
They really do. But do they feel loud to you? Is that why? Because the blue is not a navy blue. It's like a bold. Am I right? A bold electric blue.
It's electric blue.
Yeah, that's
it's
why.
Giving regret.
I knew it.
So bad. Like, why didn't I go with the red like a normal person? But instead of speaking up like an emotionally stable adult, I went with this. You know.
So when it comes to nails, talk to me about how big of a situation is this? You got to wait 2 weeks. Is it a big process? Is she has to scrape off the polish?
Well,
if she was going to be doing them?
It's gel, so that's a process. It's not just like nail polish remover. It's a drill.
Okay.
So if I would have told her I hated it, then that would have added another half hour onto the appointment.
Okay, so what you should have done, and it's too late now, probably at the first inclination, at the first, what'd you say, the first nail, the first, what'd you say, the first, when she first started painting your nails.
Yeah, I should have said something, but I wanted to give it a shot. Does anyone else do that? Or maybe you got a haircut that you absolutely hated, and you were like, I love it, and you left, and you wanted to cry. 702-364-9400. And why do we do this? Why do we turn into polite liars?
Okay.
That's what I don't understand.
This might have something to do with the fact that you go to this lady all the time.
It's 12 years I've gone
to
her.
And it just popped in my head. I used to see the same lady all the time, honestly, because of convenience. She was right down the street from my place, and I would ask her all the time, just blend it, blend the sides, blending, you know, blend, fade it, blah, blah, blah. She just took the shaver and just zero guard. What that means is she would just shave my hair to skin, you know, the head
to
skin.
Oh, yeah.
And just like you, I felt bad. Also, partially because I know that she's convenient and I'm going to see her again.
Yes.
And I don't want her to harbor negative feelings. Is that kind of how you're thinking?
I don't want to be a complainer. I don't want to be that one where she would think, you picked it. It's not my fault. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you do that, Steph? Like, what do you think?
Okay, in your situation, Mercedes, it's difficult because it's gel. I was going to say, what kind of nail polish was it? And if you know gel nail polish, it takes a while to do. And my nail lady, I love, because if something were to chip or if something were to mess up overnight, she would say, come in and fix it. But you're talking about the whole entire set.
Yeah.
That is a whole new appointment. So I think you're valid in a sense where I can wait. I could just let it go. But if it was like an important event that you were attending, maybe you were hosting and it just did not match, I would tell her. I would say, hey, girl, I'm sorry. The color's just not vibing well with me. Can I come back tomorrow?
Yeah, it would have to be a comeback because she had someone right after me. Like, I couldn't do it then. It was totally my fault. Someone says you could always pay for a color change, easy fix. Yeah, but she kept saying how great they look. So I don't want to be like, no, they don't.
She was hyping up her job.
Someone says sometimes it's a trust process thing. That's why I don't say anything. It's a first impression. This one says, from Ashley, says, I once told my lash tech I love the new style she tried on me, then went straight to my car and cried because I look like a Muppet.
Aww.
I wore sunglasses for 3 days. Tom says, I'm bald and still once told a barber great cut just because I panicked. He literally shaved my head. Crooked, Mercedes.
Oh,
crooked.
God.
I'm sorry, but and then this one just came in. It says, when I saw you post your nails online, I wasn't a fan either.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Amber, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
You are caller 20.
Yeah.
Yay.
Thank you so much for listening. Here's the deal. Amber, we have tickets for you to go see Beyonce, her Cowboy Carter tour, coming to town this month. You're going if you can conquer the Mega Minute. Have you heard the Mega Minute before?
Yes, I've heard of it, and I think I was just explaining the rules, so hopefully
okay.
I can do it.
Okay, 10 questions. Get them all correct in 60 seconds or less, and these Beyonce tickets are yours. Are you ready to do this?
Yes.
All right, Amber, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Which rapper is Beyonce married to?
Pass.
In what city did Martin Luther King Jr. give his I Have a Dream speech?
Pass.
How many days are in the month of July?
31.
Yes. Which animal is used as a logo for John Deere?
Pass.
What is the name of Beyonce and Jay-Z's oldest daughter?
Pass.
What do you call a baby kangaroo?
Pass.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Amber, that was kind of rough. We had some difficulties, but hey, you know what? It happens. Not everyone is gonna know the answers to the Mega Minute. At least you got one right. You knew how many days are in the month of July. Let's go through some of the other questions. The rapper Beyonce is married to is Jay-Z. That answer was given in a later question. In which city did Martin Luther King Jr. give his I Have a Dream speech? That was in Washington, D.C. The animal used as a logo for John Deere is, in fact, a deer. The name of Beyonce and Jay-Z's oldest daughter is Blue Ivy, and a baby kangaroo is also known as a Joey. So, Amber, I'm so sorry that didn't work out. You know, maybe next time, but that means caller 20 right now. You get those tickets, two of them, to the Cowboy Carter Tour, Beyonce, Allegiant Stadium, July 25th. Caller 20 gets them right now, 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Flash floods along the Guadalupe River killed at least 104 people and left more than 40 others missing after torrents of rain before dawn on Friday sent the water up 26 feet in just 45 minutes. And the hardest hit spot, I'm sure you've heard, is Camp Mystic near Hunt, where cabins filled with 750 girls were swept away. Officials say 27 campers and counselors are confirmed dead. About 10 girls plus one counselor still unaccounted for. The governor and the president issued disaster declarations, freeing up state and federal help. And the Coast Guard says one rescue swimmer alone pulled 165 people from danger.
Horrendous.
Amazing that they were able to do that. Now, a lot of people are messaging us asking, like, how can we help? Because hundreds of people have been displaced by the flooding. If you are trying to figure out how to help in this tragedy that claimed over 100 lives so far, some organizations you can donate to include the Community Foundation of the Texas Hill Country, United Way of Greater Houston, and Texas Children's Hospital. And you can also donate to the Red Cross and World Central Kitchen, both of which are on the ground in those areas.
I don't even know, to say something like that, it just makes me so sad.
Yeah.
It really does.
It just breaks your heart. We have some radio friends that live in Texas and are close to the area, and it's just like complete devastation, and everybody is doing what they can in search and rescue efforts and just trying to help the people of that community. But it's just, how does something like that happen, you know?
I take myself back when you first hear about such horrific news. And I was scrolling through Instagram stories, and the way I found out was my cousin, who doesn't live far, she never really posts about her being emotional. And she was crying. And she goes, I can't believe what happened at Camp Mystic. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? What do you mean Camp Mystic? And I'm DMing her and I'm looking online and just finding out the news. It's like, you never forget how you first found out. And it's seeing the emotions through my cousin and it just hurts. It breaks my heart to see all those innocent children and innocent lives.
Yeah, we'll post some of those resources if you would like to donate on our website if you want to check it out later, mix941.fm. Also this morning, 60% of U.S. households are falling short of what is needed for a minimal quality of life. Over the past two decades, the cost of essentials like housing and healthcare, even college savings, have nearly doubled, which is really outpacing wage growth for the average household in the bottom 60%. We're talking about those households earning around 38K. Income is roughly $29,000 short of the 67K that are needed just to get by. Meanwhile, their actual disposable income has barely budged. It's rose about 0.4% annually. So it's just the wage gains are not equating to the cost of living.
It's so funny you say that. I was thinking the exact same thing. I'll never understand with inflation on the rise how salaries are not commensurate. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. to me, that's just like common sense. And I'll just never understand that. And then part of me is like, and I know I'm living in La La Land, but, you know, in a perfect world, I personally wish we got rid of all socioeconomic classes, meaning rich class, poor class, et cetera, medium class. Does that make sense? And everyone is exactly the same.
That's socialism, though. Is that something that you want?
Maybe not.
I was going to say that same thing.
Yeah, that could be
maybe not. I didn't think that far, Mercedes.
Finally, this morning, got a big first date. Maybe try not getting ready for it. The hot new dating trend for women is to show up for first dates without doing their hair and makeup.
Love it.
Like, here's the real me. Take it or leave it. It's supposed to filter out the jerks who help you zero in on the ones who actually like you for you. Plus, guys can get ready for a date in like 5 minutes if they want. So why are ladies spending an hour or two trying to get ready? Some women are even taking it a step further by gradually ramping up the amount of makeup they wear, like on the second and third dates. Like, first you start with zero, then maybe second you go with a little mascara, third you put on a little lipstick. The idea is you only start dolling yourself up once they prove that they're worth the effort to do so. Another reason it's catching on is Gen Zers are just less likely to go on classic first dates like dinner and a movie. They're more likely to do casual stuff like hiking or taking a gym class or something together.
I mean, I get both sides of the coin. You want to put your best foot forward, but at the end of the day, if something's going to actually become of something, like relationship-wise, you're going to see each other for who we really are. So I love this. I personally love the fact that, you know, women are not wearing, or more women are not wearing makeup on first dates. And coincidentally, guys should also be themselves as well. It's all about being yourself and who you are. Be comfortable.
I think in theory, it's wonderful. That is like the best idea ever. But let's be honest, like, a girl's going to go out and you see the dark circles under my eyes and my zit on my cheek. And you're going to be like, yeah, baby, that's it. Like, let's be honest. That's not how it works. It's all about initial attraction.
Sure. But Mercedes, let's be honest. Then you're going to find out who's a keeper or not, who's in it for the longer haul, right?
Well, I think that in that point, you have to have that initial attraction.
If someone is attractive, you don't need makeup. You do not need makeup. And also for guys, if someone's attractive, ladies, guy doesn't need to get all dolled up clothing wise to get a second date. You know what I mean? It's about the personality. I know that sounds super like foo-foo, but at the end of the day, it really is true. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, it's about if you two people vibe with each other. So take away the
looks. I agree with that 100%, but you have to have that initial attraction.
Yeah, and you can do that without makeup.
You can?
Natural beauty. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Truly.
I believe that some people can, but I don't believe, like, if you're going to the club looking for someone, you're going to be like, that's the natural beauty I was looking for.
Now we're talking about environments. Club, different environment.
Oh, right. I totally agree. So okay. I think it's all circumstantial. What do you think, Steph?
I am going on a first date with makeup. I think it's more for me because of confidence. Like, I want to feel my best. I'm not going to put on cakey makeup where I look different. When I take my makeup off, will my lashes be not as enunciated? Yes. But I think it starts with the presentation. It's not like, oh my God, that girl's naturally beautiful. Sometimes it is about what they're wearing and how they do their makeup. Sadly, in this world that we live in the society, that's what it's about. And I personally don't feel comfortable going on a first date without makeup.
Okay. It's really about comfortability. Mm-hmm. If that makes you feel uncomfortable not wearing makeup, then I think I alluded to that, right? I think I said that.
I think so. I think that, you know, I love the idea of just being yourself on a first date. I completely agree with you on that. I think that is being your true self is so great. But like my true self on a random Tuesday is sweatpants and a bun in my hair.
Great.
Is that going to grab me someone? I don't know. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Do you ever watch a reality show and think, there's no way this person passed a background check? Well, Love Island is 2 for 2 this week on contestants getting booted for old social media posts. First it was Ulyssa. And now it's Sierra. Is anyone watching Love Island? I feel like everyone is watching. This is the highest rated season of the show ever.
Wow.
702-364-9400. Sierra is now out of the villa after a bunch of her past posts resurfaced. I say a bunch. It's actually the ones I've seen are two, so I don't want to misspeak. But she used a racial slur against Asian people, and she was literally talking about getting Botox in the post to avoid looking like using the racial slur alluding to like a Chinese person would in relation to their eyes. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say the word on the air. I think it's an offensive word. And I was really shocked when I saw that. Her parents are now doing some damage control and from her Instagram account asking people for compassion and patience while she processes this. And look, I agree with the show pulling her. There needs to be consequences. You can't say stuff like that and just go back to, you know, flirting in the villa like everything is okay. But I'm seeing a lot of debate on this. Do you think that she should have been kicked off for that? What do you think about the repercussions now? She did make a post that she said she has a lot to say about this and she's trying to process things and she will be talking about it first. But what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. It's not enough for someone to be removed or held accountable. Some people won't stop, though, until the person is humiliated and permanently, like, exiled. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that is definitely overdone and it's unnecessary for sure. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm done. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, no. So initially when I was hearing about the story yesterday, I was mad. And I was mad because I'm Asian American, so I'm going to feel things differently than other people. It is no different than someone that's African American listening to the show right now. Thank you for listening, by the way, or Latin, or you know, you're going to feel things differently if you feel like someone's going in on your people. But, you know, you give it some time, I absorb it, and then I realize, you know what, she didn't mean any bad intent by it. I just think she was unaware, uneducated, whatever, that's what I get from it. But then, you know, I read the comments just like everyone else, and a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, this generation is too sensitive, or it's not, we're too soft, or they're too soft, right? Well, it depends who you ask, right? I mean, are you, you know, it depends race you are, how you're going to feel about certain things. That blanket statement, I don't know if I really agree with that. But that the word you're talking about, the C word, is to me, that's just as bad as the N word.
But then you just said that she didn't mean anything by it. That's where I'm confused.
The context. She was unaware and uneducated. So it's not like she went in that social post, those two social posts. She didn't know. She was just trying to describe her eyes. She didn't go in with negative intent, saying, well, I'm going to go in on a certain race of people and I'm going to use this word. Does that make sense?
I get what you're saying. I disagree. Okay. I feel like she was saying, I don't want my eyes to look like a Chinese person. That's why I'm getting Botox. So it was literally going against that race specifically. You know, I felt like it was offensive personally, but it's interesting that I am not Asian and I found it offensive and you are Asian and you don't think she meant anything by
it. Well, no. It's offensive. But what I'm saying is then I have to look a little bit deeper and then I have to ask myself, well, why? You know what I mean? What type of person is she? And I don't watch the show, but I do think that it came from just being unaware. And again, maybe transparently, maybe I need to read the post closer again.
Yeah.
But when she was describing, I don't, off the jump, I don't think she necessarily meant any ill will by it. I think she just kind of, you ever like post something and not to think too deeply about it?
Yeah. I mean, I try to post okay. with some self-awareness.
Okay. Self-awareness. I think that's what's missing. But that doesn't mean she's a bad person. I'm not defending her because I'm the one that was mad about it yesterday, but then I just kind of think a little more deeper into it. Yeah, maybe I'll look at the post one more time, but again, I just, you know, off the jump, I don't think, it doesn't make it right. I don't think that she went in making a post saying, I'm going to go in on a certain race of people and I want to hurt them.
If you saw some of the follow-up, someone sent her a message saying that's a really derogatory term and they showed the DM on that. And she said, well, thankfully I wasn't using it in that context. And I was like, well, girl, I think you were. But I it's all perception is reality. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Like I said, I think the show made the right call in removing her. Actions have consequences. And even if those actions were a few years ago, but that being said, I don't support the full-on takedown of her. Holding someone accountable isn't the same as trying to destroy their life. And there's a big difference, I think, with facing consequences and being bullied into oblivion. And that's kind of what I'm seeing now, where she is like the death threats and the doxing and the stuff like that. So here's my question. Where's the line between accountability and actual cruelty? You know, can you believe that someone deserves the fallout without needing to join the digital mob? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you there for sure. I think it was definitely overdone and it's straight out mean. But I also, when I read the post that her parents put up for her on her behalf, I mean, she's not 15, y'all. She's, what is she, 24, 25? Inside, I'm thinking, why is she not addressing this herself? I would have.
She couldn't. She didn't have access to her phone. She didn't know what was going on. She just found out when she got kicked out of the villa. She had no idea that was happening.
Okay, if that wasn't the case, inside, I'm thinking, well, I would have more respect for her if she would address it herself and be like, hey, y'all, listen, that happened. You know, a couple years ago, I made a big mistake. I've learned from it. Do you see what I'm saying? Rather than someone do the talking for her, but you know, you saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she didn't have any. I can't imagine what she thought like when it happened. You know, you watch this show, Steph. We're going to take your calls here too, and read your text 702-364-9400. You're not caught up yet, right? She's
no.
still on the show in what you're watching.
Yeah, I'm on my episode 17. And what episode are they on now? 30? So
I want to think it was like 37.
Yeah,
I don't even know.
Yeah, from what I've seen, I really truly think Sierra, from what I see on the show, she is an amazing human being. I think she deserves love. But at the same time, as a producer on this show and on any show, you do the right thing. And the producers made the right call. Unfortunately, they dug up something from her past and fans are going to do that. And that's unfortunately what had to happen.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk more about that. Take your calls. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400 is our number. We'll be right back.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Let's go back to the Love Island drama, because this is bigger than reality TV. Two contestants have now been kicked out of the show after resurfaced racist social media posts. The most recent was Sierra Ortega. She used a racial slur against Asian people in an old post, talked about getting Botox so her eyes wouldn't look like a Chinese person's, but she used a derogatory term there. She's out of the villa. Her family now begging for compassion online, and you guys have a lot to say. 702-364-9400 is our number. Let's talk to Lily. Hey, Lily, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, good morning. I think that the producers had no other option and that she did deserve to get out of the villa, especially after this is the second time and Yulisa got kicked out. They couldn't allow her and Nick to win. There would be so much backlash and there's just no gray area.
I didn't even think about the fact that she and Nick probably had the best chances to win that. They had closed off. They were a good couple. Don't want to give any spoilers away, but I think Nick's doing okay now.
Oh, really?
Are you caught up to speed on the show, Lily?
I missed yesterday, okay. But I did see Sunday.
Yeah, so I agree. I mean, what else were they going to do, especially when they set the precedent already with Yulisa, you know?
With Yulisa, it's funny because I had no... They just... all of a sudden, there was no Yulisa. So we had to go online and check what happened, and finding out it's valid why she's no longer a part of the show.
Yeah. Lily, question for you. Do you think that Sierra was just unaware, you know, I mean, the fact that it was a couple years ago, do you think that she was unaware when she was using that word, just kind of posted it without thinking? What are your thoughts on that?
I don't think that's an excuse. And no. You might be right. She may come back and say she didn't know. She regrets it and takes accountability. But at this point, you know, maybe it's been 10 years and she's a different person and knows now. But it's, you know, the internet. They'll find, you know, things that happened when, you know, you were a kid, and didn't know.
Right. Definitely not an excuse.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks, Lily. Let's look at some of the texts we're getting. One says here, what happened to freedom of speech? I'm sure everybody says something on social media that might catch up with them eventually one day. I might even, at 24, even a 24-year-old has some immaturity there. And I'm sure when that post was made, there wasn't malicious intent. There was an immaturity in it. Not everything is racist all the time. I mean, I get the freedom of speech argument. I really do. But freedom of speech doesn't mean freedom from consequences, right?
Right.
You can say whatever you want.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean a reality show has to keep you on it. It doesn't mean that people can't react to what you say. And yes, 24 is young, but it's not child young. I mean, you're old enough to know better. And if you didn't, that might be part of the problem, you know?
Yeah, I agree. That's an excuse, actually. The whole, she's too young. She's 24 years old. She's not 20. And I saw some social media posts about, her frental cortex hasn't fully developed yet.
Oh, my goodness.
Stop.
Immaturity isn't a free pass when what you said feeds into, you know, harmful stereotypes, and there's going to be real life consequences. You might not think it was malicious, but it doesn't erase the impact of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk to Corinne. Corinne, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. I will say, so from the beginning, I wasn't always the biggest Sierra fan in the villa, but I think that this cyberbullying is completely out of control. She was held accountable, and we got to keep it pushing. You know, we got to move on. She's held accountable. It's totally unacceptable what she said. But to death threats and cyberbullying, people don't realize the consequences of that and what that could do to her.
Yeah,
it's true.
I couldn't agree with you on that. I feel like cyberbullying is never okay. Holding someone accountable, that's one thing. Harassment, threats, tearing someone apart online, that's something completely different.
I agree. But let me ask around the room. What is being accountable? What does that mean exactly to you? Like, what does that mean, being held accountable?
Okay. Getting kicked off the show.
Okay.
That's being held accountable.
Yeah.
Having people say what you said was racist and I don't agree with you and I don't really like you because of what you said. I think that's being held accountable. What do you think it is?
I think we talked about this earlier, but something really heartfelt and just really what she was thinking. I really would like to dive deep into exactly what she was thinking. She posted it, something really heartfelt from her, and I guess that'll come in time, but that would be being held accountable and then seeing growth from there. You know what I mean? Like, hopefully seeing growth in the next couple of years, because people can grow, right?
Yeah.
People can change.
Taking responsibility for your actions. Some people are saying that someone just sent us this, that she did make an apology. This is what she said.
I never said I was perfect. I never said I'd get a
Who sent me this?
At least I'm pretty. At least I'm a little white.
What the heck? What the hell, Leontay? Who sent me that? You are. That's our Amaya Papaya. Okay.
I am dead. I have not gotten to that episode yet of Amaya singing in it by herself getting ready. I cannot wait for that episode.
I am not playing things unheard on the air anymore. You guys are out of control.
Oh, yeah, Ramon, did you send that over? You probably did.
Was that you, Ramon? You're like, she made the apology. Here it is.
Man, Song of the Summer. I couldn't stop singing it all weekend.
Let's all sing it together, shall we?
I never said I was perfect.
I never said I didn't have any flaws. All right. Okay, let's do it.
Move over the K-pop horror movie, the Demon Hunters.
Yeah. What is Song of the Summer? Is it Golden by Huntrix on K-pop Demon Hunters? Or is it Amaya? I never said I was perfect from Love Island.
Take a guess. It's this one.
You guys decide. All right. It's time to win. Let's do this. Time to play Heads Up and Up for Grabs. We have a pair of tickets for you to check out Disney Descendants and Zombies Worlds Collide Tour. This is going to be so much fun. T-Mobile Arena, July 26th. You are going to be there. If you win Heads Up, all you got to do is pick your category and get 6 answers in 60 seconds. If you do that, the tickets are yours. Caller 20 is playing right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Natasha.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's do it. We've got tickets for you to check out Disney Descendants Zombies World Collide World Tour on July 26th. We just need you to pick a category for Heads Up. Do you want to go with Pucker Up, See You at the Table, Fashion Forward, or 7-Eleven Heaven?
Oh, let's do 7-Eleven Heaven.
I like that one. The alliteration is everything. Things you would find at 7-Eleven, because 7-Eleven Day is on Friday, okay?
All right.
All right. All the things you find at 7-Eleven. That could be so many things. Seriously. But all we got to do is get 6 in 60 seconds. You ready to do this?
I'm so ready.
Okay.
All right, Natasha and Mercedes, your 60 seconds for heads up starts now.
These are cold. They give you brain freeze.
Slurpee.
Yes. These are like sitting on this thing and just turning and turning until you put one in a bucket. Yes. This is a high protein snack. It comes in a bag. It kind of smells like dog food, but it's really good. It's tough to chew on. It's
jerky.
Yes. You might buy these Marlboros, Virginia Slims. Yes. This is we used to like buy like 17 and Vogue and
magazine?
Yes. You might buy these because if you hit it, you're gonna win a lot of money. You might buy a bunch of these.
Scratcher tickets, lottery tickets.
Yes, lottery tickets. That's it. You got it. Natasha, awesome. Congratulations. You just got yourself. You're welcome. Those tickets to Disney Descendants and Zombies World Collide Tour. This is going to be so much fun. July 26th, T-Mobile Arena. They are all yours. Congratulations on that. And make sure that you are listening all week long because we're going to have these tickets for you. More of them tomorrow with Heads Up, that, and also Beyonce tickets at 7:30. So be listening. It's Mix 94.1.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Amazon Prime Day has begun. Shout out to all those Amazon employees. We heard from you guys on our text line. They're working like 12-hour shifts today, you guys.
Gosh.
Yeah, the online retail giant is offering Amazon Prime members thousands of deals through the 11th on things like laptops, tablets, headphones, everyday essentials. And this annual event brings in billions of dollars in global sales, and retailers, they see an immediate boost in e-commerce activities. But consumer experts are warning of price anchoring, where some sellers will jack up their prices right before Prime Day and then what offer what seems to be like a huge discount, which is actually the product's normal price or even higher than the normal price. So to get the most out of the sale, make a wish list, set a budget, do some comparison shopping. Yeah, do you really need it? Ask yourself that. I ask myself that every time I go on Amazon. Do I really need this?
For me, I went to Amazon and I do this every single time before Prime Day, and I screenshot what I want and I'm like, oh, I really want this nice broom, and I look at the price, and I did this last year for Prime Day. It was the same exact price that was supposedly a sale.
Mm-hmm, they got you.
But it's not. It's not a sale because that was the price before. And I get so frustrated over this. It's like, well, what am I really buying and what am I really getting a deal off of?
What is the best deal you two have gotten off Amazon Prime?
Gosh,
Prime Day.
I don't think I've ever gotten a great deal. I think I just buy things because, like, I think I need them. I will say I was looking earlier, and some of the beauty products that I use appear to be on sale, but I'm not 100% sure that they're on sale. So I have to look at those again.
Why is it 4 days?
I know.
Well, it's a spot that it was just
because they want your money.
I guess, but it's like if it's a Prime Day, then call it a Prime Week if it's 4 days.
Yeah, that's one of those things where it's like, They make you feel like you only have a certain amount of time to get these things in. It's going to be there even after Prime Day is over. So also this morning, remember when companies were trying to cater to this idea of a work-life balance where they would offer you, you know, paid vacations and you would get some, you know, a day off for mental health benefits, whatever. Well, that didn't last long because according to the Wall Street Journal, there is a surge of job listings that specifically say that they do not offer any balance. They only have a ton of work to be done. The postings may say they're looking for someone who can keep up with an unrelenting pace, or that they want someone who is eager to be in the office as much as possible. They also may stress long hours and competitive business environments and the importance of hustle. So what do you guys think? Like, would that matter to you if you knew you would be working like a dog, but you would be getting a ton of money and be able to pay those bills? Would that make a difference to you, or is work-life balance really important to you?
You'd say a ton of money.
Well, I mean,
what is work-life balance?
Yeah, yeah. You were like, no, I'm not doing that.
Now that article you're reading, does it specify industries? Or is it pretty much across the board?
It's across the board. They are saying for now it's mostly in like startups and tech companies and sure. other like white collar positions, you know, that they're kind of testing the limits of what they can ask of their employees right now.
I will say everyone's different, but there's nothing wrong with quote unquote hustle culture, right? Hustle culture, as long as it's manageable, and then stack up as much bread as you can. And then that gives you more freedom later on down the road. Does that make sense?
I'm not a big fan of hustle culture in the fact that I feel like it's not the flex that I think some people think it is. And I do think it's important to hustle, but I think like bragging that all you do is work and that you never sleep, that's not a flex to me.
Right. That's unhealthy.
Yeah.
Now, if it's manageable, you can hustle, but also manage at the same time.
Yeah.
Then that's a win. It just depends what we're talking about here, right? I mean, it depends specifically what they're looking for. Looking for, what, 100 hours in the office? Probably not a good idea. But, you know, maybe if it's 45, 50 hours in the office, that's manageable to me.
Our company has a new thing with vacation where it's like you can take vacation, but you have to be available by phone. And that's a new thing.
I got to be honest. When I heard about it, I love it.
You do?
Why am I whispering? I love it.
I hate it.
I
don't check my emails. I don't want anything to do with you. Why do you love that?
Because you have the option with the vacation thing. There's no set amount of time. With like the last company I worked for, you get 2 weeks. That's it. 2 weeks straight. There's no negotiation. In this situation, for me, what it seems like is depends on the show, right? Am I wrong?
What do you mean?
Like, for example, if you need to be out of work, well, the show needs to be out of work, right? We just need to be available by phone or by computer, correct?
Yeah, but so you're like not truly on vacation.
That's okay because I'm in a different location. It's called my house and it's awesome.
And you don't have to work.
Well, you can work, but it's more comfortable.
Yeah, but you're not going to do the kind of show that you do.
No,
when you're
we will.
Right.
We will. Of course we will. Of course we will. Please. Don't put words in my mouth. Please.
Also, this morning, let's see. Finally, can you believe it's officially been 10 years since Apple Music first debuted? I can't believe. I actually thought it was a little longer than that. And they celebrated the milestone. They shared their top 500 most streamed songs of the decade. So let's start at 500 and go down to 1.
Oh,
no, just
God,
kidding.
No, it could be forever.
Let's start at 5 instead. These are the most streamed songs since Apple Music debuted. And some of these actually surprised me. So coming in at number 5 is this song. Post Malone, 21 Savage, Rockstar. The 5th most streamed song on Apple Music since its debut. Posty got another shout out because he came in at number 4 also. I love this song.
It is a good song.
Is there like a song that when you hear it, you're like, I will not change the station. I will not change. It's like fast forward on this one. I love this song. Sunflower, Post Malone, Swae Lee. Coming in at number 3 on Apple Music's most streamed songs ever. God's plan. Drake, God's Plan.
This song was everywhere when it came out.
Yeah.
Don't you remember? Was it 2016? I believe.
I think so. I feel like it was the line of the, I just love my bed and my mom.
Oh, yeah. Kiki.
Oh, it was Kiki. That's a different song.
No, it's a different song.
Oh, okay. Oh, coming in at number 2, he was just in town this weekend. The Weeknd, Blinding Lights, the number 2 most streamed song ever.
I feel like I hear this song everywhere. Still.
He was so good in concert, you guys. Yeah. I think visually, that was probably one of the most stunning concerts I've ever seen in my life. I couldn't believe just everything that was happening, the fire and the lasers and the lights and the statues. And like, it was craziness, but so good.
Have you seen The Weeknd before?
I had never seen him in concert before.
Oh, okay.
That was my first time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was so good. Have you seen him before?
I've seen him before once,
yeah.
But I was in a seat where I didn't get to see much.
Oh.
So it was in an obstructed view. I was just telling you, I was on the floor in the last row.
Oh.
So when you're on the floor, there's like, I'm like looking at The Weeknd on the screen the most of the time.
The back of everyone's heads.
Yeah.
Okay, and number 1, the most streamed song ever on Apple Music. You hear it on Mix 94.1. Ed Sheeran's Shape of You, number 1. on that list.
Not surprised by that.
Yeah. Ed, I mean, I feel like Ed had like a moment with this song, and it's like still, it's still going on. It's just so catchy, you know?
Didn't you say whenever you get into your car and you plug in your phone that Ed Sheeran plays? Like, that's the first song?
Yes. Like, if you ever have your phone just automatically play your playlist on your phone, it's The A-Team by Ed Sheeran.
Yes!
Because alphabetically it comes on. So I always hear The A-Team start, and I'm like, no. Nothing against Ed Sheeran, but no. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You know that moment right after you get into a little fender bender and you're standing there like, do I make this a big deal or do I just like brush this off? Well, Steph brushed it off. First ever car accident, and it happened in your husband's car?
It did.
What happened?
Okay, so I had to take my husband's car for a smog and an oil change, and that's why we switched cars, because we were on vacation last week, and I told him, hey, babe, don't worry about it. I'll get the car done and service and stuff. So after the oil change and the smog was done, I passed, by the way, thank you very much for asking.
Oh, congratulations. Yes, I knew you studied hard for that.
Yes, I did. I did. I actually had to come to the radio station and pick up some stuff for the 4th of July parade. And as I exited Rainbow, I'm at the red light and I'm there for, you know, a couple seconds or so, when all of a sudden, bam.
Oh, no.
Someone rear-ended me.
You were sitting at the stoplight?
Sitting. I wasn't in drive. I was sitting at the stoplight.
Was it hard impact? Were they going, what, 5, 10 miles an hour, if you had to take a guess?
Let's take a guess. It was maybe like 5 miles per hour. And it was a white truck, because when I looked, when it initially happened, I did do the little jolt. It was a little jolt. It wasn't anything big. I'm okay.
No whiplash.
No whiplash.
Okay.
Nothing.
You don't know that you're okay, but keep going.
I mean,
you don't know.
I feel right now, I feel fine.
I feel like your neck, there's something wrong, but keep going.
That's just how my body's built.
Okay.
So initially, I'm like, oh my God, like, did I accidentally hit someone? You know, the like the millions of thoughts.
You're trying to figure out, like, did my foot come off the brake? What's happening here? Like,
yes,
I totally get it.
So when I figured out it was him, because when I look in my rearview mirror, he's right behind me. So I'm like, oh my God. This guy just hit me. So I do everything that I'm supposed to do. I get out the car. I ask if he's okay. He said he's fine. He asked me if I'm okay. I said, I'm fine. I look at the car and I noticed at my husband's car. And just to put a visual, it's a 2002 beater car. He's has some dings and some scratches. The paint is chipping off a little bit. He's in the market for a new car.
Perfect opportunity now.
Because I went to go see the scratch, and at first I'm like, honestly, do I want to go through insurance? Do I want to get his information? All of that stuff, I was just not a fan of. So if the scratch was bigger, and maybe if there was a dent, I would have let it go. I mean, if I wouldn't have let it go, I would have continued with this information. But there was something that went over me, and I'm like, you know what, man? It's all good.
What?
It's all good.
You are so cool.
And he even like looked me in the eyes and like opened them. Like,
you didn't get any information from him at all?
I don't know his name. I don't know his license plate. I don't know his driver's license. I mean, he could have had no insurance. I would have had no idea. But there was something like his guardian angel took over me and was like, let him take a pass.
You realize you made that guy's day.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it was his birthday.
Yeah.
Literally.
He was like, he kind of looked like a Bruno Mars kind of guy. Like, I was like,
hey, maybe it was Bruno Mars. You never know.
But I let him go.
And wow.
Instantly, I'm like, wow, I feel like a good citizen. Maybe it was because, you know, he deserved a break. But when I called James to tell him that I got into a little fender bender, he said, okay, cool. Well, what's their information? I'm like, oh, I didn't get it. He goes, you didn't get their information? I was like, babe, look. You look at your car, you know? Look at it. Look at it. We could be better. If it was a big dent, we could. He's like, you could have got money for it. We could have gone through, you know, our insurance. And maybe we could have gotten money to go towards a new car. I'm like, oh, I didn't think about that.
He's right.
But now I'm kind of beating myself up for it, honestly, because I'm like, man, I could have gotten more money out of this. I don't know. And I, honestly, all week long, I've just been like in my head about like, man, I could have got money out of this, but I decided to let it go.
I feel like, look, if you are legitimately hurt and the car is like trashed, absolutely. But if it's just a scratch, it's a 2002 beater. Like, did it get a little more dingier? Like, were you really going to take it in to fix it? What about all the other dents that you have in there? You know, is it worth the hassle calling the insurance, waiting for claims, getting estimates, dealing with your husband's passive aggressiveness every time you have to deal with? You know, that's going to be a thing, too. And you know, if it wasn't that big of a deal, I think you were just being a decent human being. You know?
I'm going to say it's all a big deal. Your husband, James, is right. Now, don't feel bad about it. Don't feel bad. But I'm just saying, I always get everyone's information because you never know. At the end of the day, I don't know what's going to happen. Steph, God forbid you start walking kind of funny a week from now. Do you know what I mean? And you think I'm being like, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm actually being serious. And then also, I got to look at this quote unquote beater car, because what's a beater to you may not be a beater to me. I got to look at it.
What's pictures. A beater to insurance, though? Is the insurance guy? It's not like it's a 2025 BMW. It's a 2002 whatever.
Yeah.
Good point.
I mean, right when you look at James's car, you can see the paint chipping off. Like, he needs a paint job. There's like 20 dents here
Steph,
and there.
Steph, was that paint job? Did everything you're talking about, was already there, or is it caused by this accident?
Oh, see what I'm saying? Insurance fraud. Insurance fraud.
Julian's gonna be called by insurance fraud.
Hey, oh yeah, my neck really, really hurts now. Insurance fraud.
Record everything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.